This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about a triangle UFO over Salt Lake City, Utah. That's correct. Triangle UFO over Salt Lake City, Utah. Now, this first article comes to us from News18.com. It's News18.com. It's dated February 11th, 2023. It says, claims of UFO sightings aren't anything new. People often assume that any unusual-looking object in the sky is a UFO. Several videos of such UFOs have found their way to social media in the past. The most recent occurrence, in which a semi-transparent triangle was sighted floating over a city in the United States, has been added to the list. Witnesses of the occurrence are convinced that it is a real alien craft. That paragraph right there almost sounds a little bit like something you would get off of the AI chat box, the way it's put together, but they have a picture of it here. It's definitely a triangle-shaped UFO. I've watched the video. It doesn't necessarily seem transparent to me from that video, but it does look like one of these triangle UFOs that we've seen so often. Now, I've actually witnessed one of these myself. I've talked about it in the past in the podcast, but it was acting really like you would expect almost an airplane to act, only it was flying at a very slow speed, and it did make a complete right-angle turn overhead, something that airplanes just don't do. This thing, however, is acting more like a UFO. It's almost like it wants to be seen. It's hovering there above the city. This guy is recording it on his cell phone, and he's kind of narrating as he goes along, just saying, you know, he just seems like he's in awe watching this thing. There's a couple of videos of this floating around. Like I said, there's one here on News18.com. There's another one on the next article that we look at. But this looks like a classic UFO sighting where this thing just shows up and more or less just says, I'm here. It's almost as if it's suspended in the sky. He said that it looked like it was really just hovering there, you know, stationary, and then it kind of begins to move a little bit, almost like a kite riding the surface of the waves. This isn't a drone, I don't think, at all. It's not a piece of trash. It's not a Chinese balloon. This thing is definitely unidentified. Now, it goes on and says, the video was recorded by an eyewitness who managed to capture the bizarre sighting. The short clip shows the unknown object. Now, the sighting, it's about a 4 or 5 minute video. I'll just say that. The short clip shows an unknown object floating effortlessly in the sky, according to Lad Bible, the witness who estimated the, and that's apparently the last name, L-A-D-B-I-B-L-E. The witness estimated the craft would be around 60 to 75 feet in length and was approximately 1,200 to 1,500 feet in the sky. I think it's probably higher than that. They might have the numbers wrong right there, but you can clearly see on the video, I think the actual numbers are around 12,000 feet in the sky. The triangle shape dismisses any chances of it being a jet plane of any kind, and to top it off, it remains still and floats in the sky at the same location during the video. The footage was shot above Salt Lake City, Utah, in the USA, and follows just weeks after the United States military revealed it was looking into an unidentifiable flying orb discovered by a surveillance plane over an active combat zone. It says, I noticed a fairly large, this is the fellow recording it, I noticed a fairly large triangle object hovering in the sky. It was first floating stationary, but moving kind of wavy, the unnamed witness revealed. The bystander had recorded 4 videos, each lasting around 1 minute and 30 seconds. The object continued to drift north until seemingly disappearing. Scott Waring, a UFO enthusiast, posted the incident on his blog, UFO Sightings Daily. This guy does post an awful lot of stuff. Scott described the encounter as pretty cool, and he presented his observations and inferences about the triangle object. Scott's initial impression was that it was one of the stealth fighter planes that were frequently spotted above Utah. However, the object remained in place and did not indicate that it may not be a jet. Look, this thing's not a jet. I mean, if you've been to an air show or just even watched video clips. Jets don't hover like that, other than, you know, one of the old Harrier jets. This is not what's going on here. This is one of these triangle-shaped UFOs. Now, it could be some sort of advanced thing that we have. Who knows? But the fact is, it's just sitting still. This is some sort of anti-gravity craft. This is, if it's something that we have, it's way advanced, and it would really be kind of silly for the U.S. military to be putting this thing out there where the whole world could see it at. It seems a lot more likely to me they would have already given one to the Ukrainians. It goes on, it says, he then considered it was a UAS Air Force TR-3B or triangle aircraft utilizing the stealth fighter design and body, but abandoned that idea since the U.S. Air Force would not fly a TR-3B during the day to keep it concealed from the public. Scott was convinced that this is a genuine extraterrestrial spaceship after much deliberation. I could deliberate about 5 seconds and tell you this is not a normal jet, and we don't know if it's extraterrestrial or not. It's definitely unidentified. And like I said, this thing's hovering there. It doesn't have any of the normal attributes that you'd expect, even in these advanced fighter jets. Now, this other article comes to us from Mitech News, or Mitech News, MITECH News.com. And this, I think, just came out a couple days ago. It says, a triangle UFO spotted over Salt Lake City, aliens are man-made. A bewildered witness in Utah captured footage of a mysterious triangle object hovering over Salt Lake City for several minutes. The puzzling sight reportedly occurred last September, though a video of the peculiar event only popped up online this week by several of YouTube channels devoted to aerial anomalies. Now, this is what I don't like about these things. People sometimes post these. Now, it's you know, you don't know whether the fellow just now put this thing online or whether he's posted this on social media somewhere and it just sat there unrecognized and unacknowledged for the last 4 months. But that's possible, judging from the way that Google likes to suppress any kind of convincing evidence regarding UFOs. It wouldn't surprise me a bit to see that they buried this whole story. It says, according to the man who saw the strangely shaped UFO, he was in the suburb of Draper when he noticed a peculiar UFO off in the distance just above the high-rise buildings in downtown Salt Lake City, estimating that the object was approximately 1,250 to 1,500 feet in the sky. Now, I think that he's off on his height estimates on this thing, honestly, because you can watch the video, and it's got a pretty clear picture of the city down below, and these are tall buildings. I'm guessing these buildings have got to be at least, I know it's not New York, they've got to be at least 300-400 feet tall, maybe 500 feet. This thing's way up there. This thing looks to me like it's about a mile up in the sky. I mean, judging from the size of it, you know, if you think about the average small airplane, two-passenger, Piper cab, or whatever, flying overhead, those things flying around 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 feet. It looks to me like it's at least that height, and it's probably a lot bigger than one of those. So he's saying 1,250 to 1,500 feet, and I have to disagree with that. You can watch the video yourself, and like I said, it's here on this mytechnews.com. It's a decent video. It's on YouTube here, too. You can find it on YouTube. Anyway, it goes on. It says, remarkably, it would seem that the sighting lasted a fair amount of time, as the witness indicated that he was able to film the object for several minutes. In the man's footage, he can be heard marveling that it's not a plane, not a helicopter. It looks like a triangle object just floating there. Well, it's compelling footage. I'll have to say, it would be far more helpful if the person that filmed this would come forward. Who cares about the public scrutiny or whatever? And just put his name and face along with this witness report, and it adds so much more credibility to it. I think it's real myself. It looks authentic, and it's a fascinating report. Now, I want to take a look at a couple other of recent Utah UFO sightings here, just to kind of finish this up. So I found this, I thought was kind of an interesting article on KSLM.com. It's KSLM.com. Now, this is from a year ago, January 15th, 2022. It says, Utah's most infamous UFO sightings will have you believing in the unexplained. It's written by, it says, Siegfried and Jensen. Goes on, it says, during the 1900s, American families gathered around their televisions on Saturday nights and watched The X-Files, where FBI agents Fox Mulder and Dana Scully were part of the secret government research into unidentified flying objects. In 2017, the New York Times revealed conspiracy theorists were right all along. The government for decades really did have secret agencies investigating UFOs, and military pilots reported numerous contacts flying with objects. Maybe now they could quit using that term, conspiracy theorist. Unidentified flying objects have appeared throughout human history and are typically associated with extraterrestrial life visiting Earth. As early as 1639, Massachusetts Bay Colony co-founder and Governor John Winthrop reported a sober, discreet man named James Everill had seen a great light in the sky running back and forth over the muddy river for several hours. By the time it vanished, Everill and the other men in his boat were a mile upstream from where they had been. They had no memory of how they had arrived there, according to an account in New England Today. And we talked about that account, too. Could have been the first reported, not reported, abduction by a UFO in the U.S. In modern times, the first well-known UFO sighting occurred in 1947, when businessman Kenneth Arnold claimed to see a group of nine high-speed objects near Mount Rainier in Washington while flying a small plane. Though Arnold described the shapes as being crescent-shaped, they were mistakenly reported as being saucer-shaped in the media, leading to the first usage of the term flying saucer. It's just amazing, isn't it, how the newspaper can get something wrong and completely change the narrative of what we're talking about. Utah, with its barren deserts and dark, starry skies, has long been considered a hotbed for unidentifiable sightings. Over the years, there have been more than 1,000 UFO sightings in Utah, according to journalistic data analysis website Stacker.com. Some of these sightings have a reasonable explanation, including recent reports of lines of lights moving across the night sky. Now, that's something that's intelligently written, some of these sightings. I like the fact that they said that instead of saying most of these. These trains of brightly lit objects reportedly seen over Utah as recently as February 2021 turn out to be Starlink satellites, a SpaceX project launched by Elon Musk, which aims to provide internet service to everywhere on Earth, according to space.com. Yeah, we're familiar with the satellite sightings. It goes on, it says Skinwalker Ranch. Skinwalker Ranch, just 30 miles west of Vernal, is one of the most infamous places in the world for paranormal and UFO activity. The book, Hunt for Skinwalker, Science Confronts the Unexplained at a Remote Ranch in Utah, by Kellner and Knapp, I'm assuming that's George Knapp, details the UFOs, crop circles, poltergeist activity, and luminescent orbs the former owners experienced at the ranch. Some people even claim to have experienced more strange happenings after the acquisition of the ranch by National Institute for Discovery Science, NIDS. According to Kellner and Knapp, they investigated close to 100 incidents of UFOs, unexplained magnetic fields, and vanishing and mutilated cattle on the ranch. However, they were unable to obtain sufficient evidence for scientific publication. Today, Skinwalker Ranch is owned by real estate magnate Brandon Fugel, and very few people are allowed to access the property. However, the History Channel released a docuseries called The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch, which follows the efforts of a team of experts and scientists who attempt to explain claims of paranormal events, cattle mutilations, and UFO sightings with science and technology. The ranch is also featured on an interactive map of UFO sightings taken seriously by the U.S. government. Now, we know, of course, that the U.S. government spent several million dollars studying what was happening at this ranch. Cedar City abduction. Stories of abductions are not rare. In fact, an ABC poll conducted in 2000 found that as many as 40 million Americans have seen or know someone who has seen an unidentified flying object or UFO, and a growing number believe they've actually met aliens. Wow. Author David Boer chronicled the story of one such man who claimed to have had contact with extraterrestrial life while driving just outside of Cedar City in 1959. According to Boer's book, missile-based technician Gary Irwin was driving back to his barracks at Fort Bliss in El Paso, Texas, when he saw a glowing object he thought was a plane crash. He pulled to the side of the road, put on his jacket, and left a note in his car explaining where he had gone. When a search party went looking for him later, they found him unconscious, without a jacket, and no sign of an airplane crash. Following his experience, Irwin was given a clean bill of health, but after returning to Texas, he suffered repeated bouts of blackouts and amnesia, ending up in the psychiatric ward in Fort Bliss more than once. But we know people are injured by these things. We talked about that, you know, last week when that whole series of podcasts we did on the Sanford study, where they examined over 100 people, government employees and contractors who had been injured by UFO contact, of which 25 reportedly died. He eventually deserted his post, but then Bora went looking. He was able to find Irwin and get a full account of what happened to him in the Utah desert in the middle months and years following. Bohr published his findings in his book, No Return, The Gary Irwin Story, UFO Abduction. Bohr said there was no archetypal account of alien abduction in circulation. Irwin's story originated before alien abductions had been portrayed in entertainment and the media, making his account unique for its timing. Well, that's clear back in 1959, so he would have probably not got a whole lot of help. If he would have begun to talk about abductions on that aircraft, on that spacecraft, he would have certainly been placed in a psychiatric ward in 1959. Dugway Proving Ground. A small, unassuming community, an hour and a half's drive west of Lehi. There is nothing outwardly mysterious about Dugway. Conspiracy theorists, there's that term again, however, claim that the military installation nearby is the new Area 51 where the U.S. government conducts tests based on hidden extraterrestrial technology. You know, we covered Dugway Proving Ground some time ago in a podcast. I really need to go back and revisit that because there's a lot of weird stuff going on out there. According to the U.S. Army website, Dugway Proving Ground is the nation's leading test for chemical and biological defense, conducting the efficient testing and support to enable our nation's defenders, interagency partners, and our allies to counter chemical, biological, radiological, and explosives hazards. All the reason I need to never go there. The installation has an area of 800,000 acres. Think about that. 800,000 acres, which is slightly larger than the state of Rhode Island. My goodness. Utah Stories cites conspiracy theorists who believe, there's the word again, conspiracy theorists, how about just people who question things? Let's read that again. Utah Stories cites people who question things and believe the military may be using this land to test technologically harvested from a UFO that crash-landed in Roswell, New Mexico in 1947. Eyewitnesses in the area have reported odd sightings near Dugway, including a man who described a jet that vanished into thin air, and a former police officer on the Goshute Reservation who claimed to have been traveling down a deserted road in the West Desert when a flying saucer whizzed by. I actually knew a guy years ago told me that something very similar to that happened to him out west. After he flashed a light beam onto the UFO, the UFO reacted by speeding up over a mountain range until it was out of sight in seconds. Utah Stories reported the officer said a few minutes later, two fighter jets flew by, following the same trajectory as the flying saucer. Now, we have to ask ourselves, are those jets pursuing that thing, or are they escorting it? When the writer of the Utah Stories article tried to obtain access to Dugway to observe the community firsthand, he reported he was denied access for having an unpaid ticket on his driving record. In addition to these accounts, there are many others spread across the state, from Neola to Kanab and Lehi to Hurricane. A 1996 Desert News article, Frequent Flyers, recounted many incidents where people were willing to talk openly about their UFO experience. Utah is even home to the Utah UFO Festival, a three-day event scheduled for August in Cedar this year. Of course, this was last year. The website states the festival includes renowned speakers and experts, movie screenings, radio broadcasts, vendor booths, live music, alien trivia, and a human pet costume contest, blah, blah, blah. While scientific proof is lacking when it comes to evidence UFO sightings in Utah, the fact remains that there are some things science has not been able to explain. You never know what you might see in the skies of a clear Utah night. Overall, I thought that was really a well-known article. So I think we can see here there's still an awful lot of UFO activity going on in Utah. And I found that triangle-shaped UFO that was recorded by that gentleman over Salt Lake to just be fascinating. Until next time, this is UFO Warning. Over and out.